Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Caroline Levitt, welcome in this morning again. Good to have you here.
It's great to be with you, Dawn. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So take me through with yesterday, you know, what President Trump, what he was learning during the briefing and reaching out, I know, to so many different people in Georgia. He had expressed that he hoped to go to North Carolina, but there's really no way in, I mean, unless you're doing a flyover. Can you take me through, you know, his visit to Georgia?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I would say that as soon as Hurricane Helene hit, President Trump was tuning into the news, very invested in what was happening to the American citizens in these states. And immediately, within the rally this weekend in Erie, Pennsylvania, he made a sharp point to address the hurricane and its impact at the top of his speech in Pennsylvania. And then he asked our team to adjust his calendar so he could make his way to Georgia yesterday. And he does this out of the goodness of his heart, out of his concern for the American people on the ground. And you really saw that outreach yesterday. I was with him. He met with volunteers from Samaritan's Purse, which is a nonprofit organization that's doing great work to help rebuild the homes and businesses of those that have been destroyed in Valdosta, Georgia. President Trump also gave remarks about just the need for more federal funding. All of this took place while Joe Biden was sitting on the beach this past weekend when this hurricane hit, and Americans were literally drowning, dying, losing their livelihoods. And he said, there's nothing more we can do for them. And Kamala Harris was wining and dining with her donors in San Francisco. That is a complete lack of leadership from the White House in this time of crisis, just like we saw during East Palestine, just like we saw during Afghanistan, and just like the lack of leadership we've seen for 4 years now at our southern border. Kamala and Joe have proven that they're unfit for office, and President Trump showed yesterday the type of leadership that this country desperately needs during times of dire need.
And so, Caroline, on one hand, you know, we played that audio. I was watching because I always try to stream it even as I'm running my errands in the afternoon. So I was watching live as the as former President Trump was, you know, in Georgia with folks there. I know with Reverend Graham, who spoke some words about the Samaritan Christian charity group who was raising money and as well was trying to give out a lot of supplies. But then later in the day, it developed, I watched on, I think CNN was focusing on the fact that President Joe Biden was accusing Trump of, you know, saying a back and forth with the governors that they had not received word or a phone call with Trump. So can you clarify what happened with that situation? Did the governors have a conversation with Biden, and were they able to, in a timely manner, get a hold of Biden? Because I know Biden was here in our area. I'm reporting live from Philadelphia, and Biden was not in D.C. getting briefed, and certainly not in the southern states.
No, Joe Biden was on the beach in Delaware over the weekend. He was literally photographed in Delaware. And when asked why he didn't go back to the White House immediately upon this crisis, he said, have you ever heard of a telephone? I mean, in a sharp, sarcastic voice. Mm-hmm. And it again just shows the lack of leadership from the White House. And it was breaking news today down in Georgia that Biden and Kamala only approved 11 of the 90 counties for federal assistance. Governor Kemp requested federal funding for 90 counties that were impacted, whether it be power outages, businesses destroyed, homes destroyed. People need assistance. Again, President Trump was on the ground there yesterday. Maybe if Joe Biden went down there, he would realize just how much help the people of Georgia need. But he only approved 11 of the 90 counties. That is a dereliction of duty. And it comes days after Joe Biden approves another $6 billion in American taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. So we can give the Ukrainians billions and billions of tax dollars, but there's nothing else we can do for our own citizens who are struggling for no fault of their own because of this natural disaster. It's unacceptable.
And I know that by the Biden administration said President Biden will go. I believe he's flying over. He'll get a FEMA briefing, but I believe it's a flyover of Asheville, North Carolina. That happens tomorrow, apparently. I mean, Caroline, let's just, you know, I want to look at this. And I was looking back just at different media coverage because that's what I study these things, right? And so I looked back in the day when you think about Hurricane Katrina. And at the time, President Bush was ripped by the so-called mainstream media. This was before the mainstream media was called out for being biased or, you know, conducting with fake news. But it was day two. It was after 2 days that then President Bush flew over that area, which was flood ravaged and a horrifying situation. The media blasting him after 2 days, saying that he was racist not to go to after that
Bush
storm.
Doesn't care about black people.
And there, thank you, Dan, for playing that. And so we see a sharp contrast with that. That's what your campaign is up against. You know that. How do you get your message through as far as, you know, on social media with podcasters? Because the so-called mainstream media, they're not going to call it down the middle. You know it. I know it. And certainly Trump knows it.
Oh, believe me, I know it. I deal with it every day on this campaign, and I'll give you a few examples. Just yesterday, after President Trump, again, went to Georgia, showed up, partnered with a Christian nonprofit organization to deliver much-needed disaster relief to the people who are struggling, the media is obsessed with going back and looking at his disaster responses from years ago when he was in the White House, and they're writing stories on that today, instead of writing about the two morons that are in the White House right now who are completely botching their response to this hurricane today. I mean, they just declined more than 80 counties in Georgia, federal funding that they desperately need. They have not shown up to these areas of devastation, but the media won't talk about that because they do everything they can to not criticize Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and they do everything in their power, even if it means doing mental gymnastics to try and point the finger at President Trump and blame him for every crisis that the American people currently face. Kamala Harris and Joe Biden own this. They are in the White House today. They have the power, the executive power, to do something about this today. They could call Congress back in session as well. Do that because they have no leadership skills, and the media refuses to criticize them even when they deserve the criticism.
Yeah, well said. I do want to get to the Butler, Pennsylvania rally this weekend, returning to Butler, but for tonight's debates between the Veep, you know, the big Veep debate, the only one, what, you know, from your perspective with the Trump campaign, what are you hopeful to see? And, you know, I look at the moderators. I think they've learned a few things from the ABC. ABC got ripped for their performance as far as that biased moderators. So what are you expecting, hoping for this evening?
Well, we are very much excited about the opportunity for Senator Vance to really introduce himself to the American people and talk about his story, very humbling upbringing in Ohio, growing up in poverty, going on to Yale Law School, and then becoming a senator and now the vice presidential candidate for the Republican ticket. He has truly lived the American dream. He's a great guy. He's the best promoter of President Trump and his policies that we have. It's a great contrast to Governor Tim Walz, who is a radical liberal and has supported some very bad policies in Minnesota. Senator Vance will be pointing those out tonight. And, you know, Governor Walz has a big task on his hand trying to explain away the crises, again, of the last 4 years that Kamala Harris owns, and trying to convince the American people why they should elect someone who has failed to secure our border, who has created the worst inflation crisis in a generation, and whose foreign policy has led to war in Ukraine and war in the Middle East. So with that said, I will point out, you know, Governor Walz is a good debater. He's been in politics now for 2 decades. Senator Vance has been in the Senate for 2 years. So we expect this to be a good matchup. I think Governor Walz will bring his A game tonight, but certainly he has a lot to answer for in terms of policy on that stage.
And as far as this weekend, Butler, Pennsylvania, President Trump, you know, I'm looking at event.donaldjtrump.com, the events. People can sign up for this in Butler, 5 p.m. rally. I don't know if you're going to be there, but this is a huge return to the site of the attempted assassination and obviously the murder of our great former fire chief, Corey Comparator, to honor his life, and his daughter had and sadly put out there that she wanted, you know, everyone to remember her dad as a hero, and President Trump obviously wanting to fulfill that promise. What can we expect this Saturday in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, well, it's going to be a solemn day for the campaign and for the country in many ways. As you said, you know, this is the site where a great man lost his life. President Trump has become incredibly close to the family of Corey and his loved ones. We know that many of them will be in attendance on Saturday, and we are so excited to see them again. And we're grateful for their continued support of President Trump and the campaign. And just so sorry for the loss. There were two other gentlemen who were wounded on that tragic day. They will also be there in attendance with some of their loved ones. And I think it's going to be, you know, overall a great event, showing unity and just showing why we so desperately need President Trump back in the White House. The Democrats have incited political violence and just inflammatory rhetoric against President Trump now for years, calling him an alleged threat to democracy and so many other lies that has now led to real attempts on his life and continued attempts on his life, I may add. We know the Iranians are also engaged in a plot to try and take out President Trump. So the stakes have never been higher. President Trump is putting his life in danger by going back to Butler. And, you know, he knows that, but he's doing it for this country. He loves this country. He loves the American people. And he loves the people of Pennsylvania very much. He's, you know, spent time in your Commonwealth as a young guy when he went to school there. He has a deep connection with Pennsylvania. He wants to do what's right by Pennsylvanians, support your fracking industry, bring down your cost of living, clean up the crime that we've seen in Pittsburgh and in Philly. And he wants to do that on behalf of all people. So he very much looks forward to returning to the Commonwealth on Saturday. And we encourage everyone to go and online and sign up for tickets. You can go to DonaldJTrump.com to get your tickets, and we hope to see you there.
Big crowd you're expecting. I mean, it'll be at the farm show grounds, right? So you have a huge venue.
Exactly. Yes. We're expecting a massive crowd for sure.
Well, Caroline Leavitt, I hope you and the baby are well. I didn't even ask you about the baby as a new mommy. We'll talk about that next time, I guess. But thank you so much for stopping in. We appreciate you, Caroline.
Thanks, Don. Good to see you or talk to you.
Don Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.